It's Wednesday night and time for the Chadron State Sports Journal presented by Nebraska Bank.
And then they're also looking to add beach wrestling to the 2028 Olympics, so I am training for that.
I'm looking at all my keys. Like Coach said, if that backer fills, I flow. If he flows, I fill. And I'm just looking for that extra yard every time just so that I can put the offense in the best position I can.
Mental health is health. Just making sure that we're shining light to it and allowing the athletes, not just on our campus, but all over the world, to know that they're not alone in this fight.
Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, visits with coaches, athletes, and CSE sports newsmakers. Here's your host with tonight's edition of the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank.
Good evening, Eagle Country, and welcome to another edition of the Chadron State Sports Journal. Tonight, we'll button up the fall season sports, which have all officially concluded with last night's RMAC volleyball playoffs. And we'll check in with the latest in winter sport action at Chadron State College. CSE football took on an RMAC powerhouse Wednesday night in the postseason conference tournament, battling the three-seed Regis Rangers, but falling in three sets to end Chadron State's first playoff run in 20 years. Final scores were 25-13, 25-19, 25-18, as the Rangers were dominant at the net, totaling 14 team blocks and getting an 11-kill performance from Nadine Burbrink, who hit 579 for the match. CSE struggled on offense and registered just 20 kills and also had 20 attack errors and never found a rhythm offensively. Middle Ayana Fujiyama, though, turned in the strongest performance, and she held her own as best she could against the mighty Ranger front line. Fuge had 7 kills and was in on 5 blocks. The Eagles also got a spark serving the ball with 6 aces. CSE's volleyball season does end in the RMAC quarterfinals, and with 15 wins this year, it was a great next step forward for Coach Jennifer Stadler as she gets ready to embark on her 6th season next fall. The Eagle football team finished the year at 5-6 with its biggest victory of the season coming this past Saturday, 27-19 over South Dakota Mines. It gave CSE the Eagle Rock Trophy back for the 8th time in 9 games, and it let the Hard Rockers hold on to it for just one season. The CSE defense was awesome with 6 sacks, 2 interceptions, and the highlight of the day coming when D-lineman senior Kobe Whipple took in a pick 6 from just a few yards away from the end zone in a huge second quarter. Chadron State now turns to recruiting and building for the 2024 season with a revamped roster coming and spring ball coming in March and April. Head coach Jay Long said on his Tuesday radio show that the team really wants to bring in a transfer quarterback to compete with Mason Hamilton and Preston Pearson. In today's college football world, it certainly lends itself to constant change, and the Eagles will be actively looking to build a strong roster for next year. Moving forward, a small handful of household names have already announced that they are entering the transfer portal. It includes star punter Brody Eisenbraun, wide receiver Alante Hare, and his brother, starting cornerback J.J. Hare, as well as tight end Roro Abercrombie. The fog will clear more after second semester begins, and the changeover in transfers coming in and transfers heading out will be ironed out. We'll keep you posted, and we'll have our special National Signing Day show with Coach Long in February to learn more about how next year's Eagle football team is coming together. Chadron State men's wrestling is off to a 2-0 start in dual action and dominated San Francisco State on the coast 40-3 last time out. The Eagles took 9 of 10 matches there. The squad is at the UNK Open in Kearney this Saturday, and then looking ahead to a huge duel with the Lopers in Chadron December 8th. That'll be a Friday night when 2 top 25 teams will match up in an old rivalry on the mats that should be an incredible night. CSE's women's wrestling team will be off until early December. And that is this week's CSE Sports Journal. Tune in Wednesdays throughout the CSE Sports calendar and listen anytime to archive podcast versions of the show by visiting the CSE page on panhandlepost.com. I'm Dave Collins.
Thanks for joining us tonight for the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank. Tune in Wednesday nights throughout the season as Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, chats with Chadron State student-athletes, coaches, and sports newsmakers to get you the inside perspective on CSE sports. Listen on the free Panhandle Post app and download episodes online anytime at panhandlepost.com by clicking on the CSE logo for more Eagles content online.
Hey, Alliance in Hemingford, Dustin Chester here, Vice President of Nebraska Bank. Our teams at Nebraska Bank take pride in providing our customers with both professional and personal financial services. Nebraska Bank looks at each individual customer. We review your situation and your goals to determine your best route to financial success. With four Panhandle locations, our experienced teams are ready to serve as your professional and personal financial partner. Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. Member FDIC.